"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on every day from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast version on the iHeart app. I hear you were cursing during the news.
Yeah, it was a mistake. I said the S word instead of the I said instead of city, I said something else.
That rhymes with city?
Yeah, so Eric had to dump that. So I think that messed up my newscast a little bit.
That's the first time I've heard of a news person being dumped.
I know.
I don't think that's ever happened before.
It just happened. It just flew out of my mouth.
You can't control yourself.
It's my bad eyesight.
I almost let it go, and I was like, wait, I should probably dump that.
No, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I don't even know why or how it happens. I mean, it's a brain, it's a wiring dysfunction. I don't know.
Oh, there's a few wires
hanging loose. Well, yeah. Okay, I've been working with you for such a long time. All right. It's expedited the situation.
Cable channels are awash with footage of all the wacko protests going on around the country. This is not winding down by any means, and it's the same routine. It really is toddler's gymboree class. It's like, bring your crayons. Okay, we're going to draw a sign. Now let's all stand around and march in a circle, and let's chant our rhymes, and let's stamp our feet and get really, really mad. And then everybody has tents, so you can take nap time in the tents when you're tired. Except, you know, these people are 18 to 22 years old and older, and it's the daily fit, and it's the same thing over and over again about genocide and divesting and But what's not being focused on very much, and this is the real tragedy here at these college campus protests, is the Jewish students at some universities are in hiding. They have to do their classes remotely. And they can't go stay in their dorm rooms. They can't walk about the campus freely because they could be surrounded and terrorized, and they're afraid that they're going to get hurt or killed. Congress is now making noises. I don't know what they could do about it exactly, but that's why we have Stephen Portnoy on, ABC News national correspondent, because there is something called the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that's floating around. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, John, good to be with you.
Good. What is this Awareness Act about, and what effect could it have?
Yeah, so this is an attempt on the Congress's part to do the tiny little thing that the federal government can do, which is maybe see about pulling money back, a lot of money, but maybe pulling money back from some of these universities if the education department inside the Biden administration determines that these protesters are engaging in anti-Semitic discrimination of their fellow students, and the university is not doing enough to curtail it. This bill would define anti-Semitism in a particular way, using a definition that is controversial. This definition comes from the what's called the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, and it defines anti-Semitism in the classic ways, but also it basically says that if you call Israel a racist state, that also is anti-Semitic because it undermines the Jewish state's right to exist. The Palestinian, pro-Palestinian activists, particularly those on the college campuses, say that they should have the First Amendment right to say whatever they want about Israeli policies and that it's not necessarily anti-Semitic. They say that many of their leaders of this movement are Jewish, and how could they be anti-Semitic and all that? So, look, the House is expected to take this vote tomorrow. It is a Republican-sponsored bill with a number of Democratic co-sponsors, particularly Democrats from the New York, New Jersey area, who don't very much like to see these protests on television at the campus of Columbia University or any other college.
So it would likely pass the House, at least, since it has a number of Democratic co-sponsors.
Well, that's right. And then the question becomes what happens in the Senate. I don't know that necessarily it would pass or be put on the floor in the Senate. The Democratic leader in the House, Akeem Jeffries, seems to be shrugging it off or thumbing his nose at the bill, saying it essentially is a messaging bill on the part of House Republicans. I wouldn't expect that Chuck Schumer is going to put it on the floor of the Senate anytime soon. I should also note that it urges the or instructs the Education Department to take this particular definition into consideration. The Trump administration did the same thing in 2019 when Donald Trump, then president, signed an executive order, which is still on the books, by the way. And you have a number of what are known as Title VI investigations going on at the Education Department, including one that was opened last week into Columbia University. And again, it's all trying to enforce Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which says that you can't discriminate on a college campus or anywhere else based on national origin. And because Jews are of the same ethnic group, this is where it qualifies. So a lot of it is politics. All of it is politics. How it will matter, I'm not sure it will. But it's one thing that Speaker Mike Johnson can say he's doing after visiting the campus of Columbia University last week.
All right, very good. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, thank you for explaining all that. And, you know, it's... You're in a situation where the people who could shut down these protests, and they should, are the presidents and chancellors of the universities. There is no First Amendment right to terrorize and block students. There's no First Amendment right to. I mean, some of these universities are private, such as USC, and USC can set the rules, and you have no First Amendment right on private property. And you can send in your private security or you can call for the police to remove the protesters. The protesters have no right to block students from accessing class or going to their dorms. There is no right, obviously, to terrorize. And that's what a lot of these pro-Hamas, these are really terrorist protesters. And they don't have the right. That's not the First Amendment. The First Amendment is about you get to speak your piece in public, and the government can't shut you down. But you cannot deny other people, for example, the right to assemble in a classroom to take their final exam or go to an ordinary class, which is what's happening here. Other people's right to assemble is being disturbed. Other people's right to walk freely is being disturbed. And so every campus president or chancellor, whatever they're called, is supposed to make it safe for everybody to go to class and live their normal life. Now, if somebody wants to stand off to the side and shout death to the Jews all day, well, go ahead.
Hey, John.
But I don't think you can do that on a campus where there's a lot of Jewish students feeling intimidated, because that should be permitted.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
After the break, you remember that audio we played on Friday of the student going up against the teacher's assistant on UCLA's campus.
Yeah.
That same student, I just saw a video of him getting blocked by the protesters. He was trying to go to class. And so there's a video of it. We can play the audio of it after the break.
All right, good. All right. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. The Jewish students have rights. I mean, it's a cliche to do this, but it's true. I heard somebody this morning saying, hey, when there was young black children in Arkansas back in the 1950s, when they couldn't get to their elementary school, what happened? I mean, you had law enforcement. I think the National Guard made sure that the little kids were escorted into class. And it's the same thing here. You have a specific ethnic group being targeted, and they're not allowed to conduct their education, and they have the complete right to do that. And that wouldn't be tolerated if it was other races or other ethnic groups. But because it's Jewish students, it's allowed by these college presidents, who are clearly insane and clearly pro-terrorist. Nobody wants to say that, right? But they're pro-terrorist. If you're allowing a policy that blocks Jewish students from going to class, and they're running and hiding, and they can't get to their dorm rooms, then that's a form of terrorism. We'll talk more when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Just a quick audio clip here to demonstrate what we were talking about in the last segment. You will hear a Jewish student at UCLA trying to attend class, and there are six pro-Hamas, pro-terrorism students wearing keffiyehs, and they're wearing the COVID masks are back. And he tries to get through, and they block him. And he tries to work around this way and that way, and, you know, another guy comes forward to further block him, and he's describing it along the way. There's a security guard standing, and he does nothing to help the Jewish student into the class and clearing out the pro-Hamas group. So listen.
We're going this way. You guys have closed the entrance. We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in. My class is over there. I want to use that entrance. Well, I can't take it. Will you let me go in? This could be over in a second. Just let me and my friends go in to class.
We're not engaging with that.
Then you can move. Will you move?
We're not engaging with that.
Okay, we're going. We're going. I'm going in. I have my hands up. I'm not hurting them. That's what they do. That's what they do, everybody. You guys are promoting aggression. You guys are promoting hate. We're UCLA students. We deserve to be there. Let's go.
Imagine four big, burly white guys or six big, burly white guys standing and stopping a black woman from entering USC or UCLA. Imagine the coverage. You'd see it 24 hours a day. So why is it? Because it's Jewish students. It's barely an afterthought. That was a Twitter post. There's absolutely no outrage, or very little outrage, about the Jewish students being blocked from going to class and not having to live in fear. I mean, that's a big part of the story here, just the way it's being covered by the media and the way ordinary people are reacting. It would be much different if those were black students being blocked by white thugs. I mean, seriously, and these are the people who brought you cancel culture for the last 10 years, who brought you insane political correctness. It's the same crowd. The hypocrisy is staggering. It's overwhelming. The double standard is overwhelming. So it's okay to keep Jewish kids from getting schooled. And the university should have their guards, their officials, the president of USC ought to be standing there instead of canceling graduation. ought to be standing at these entrances and letting the Jewish kids in. And those Palestinian, pro-Palestinian terrorists, and a lot of them were women, they should be arrested immediately. They should be kicked out of school. How are they not expelled from school for blocking Jewish kids from attending class because they're Jewish? Shouldn't that be an automatic expulsion right on the spot? Man, there's a lot of sick stuff going on. What's with these university administrators? This is obvious. This is not worthy of a debate, a discussion. It's you're blocking people. You should be able to block any students from entering their classes, no matter what your cockamamie reason is. Nobody should be blocked like that. To pick on them because specifically of their ethnicity, their religion, is astounding in 2024. But these girls are getting away with it. And there's no university officials there, and there's a helpless, hopeless, hapless guard standing and letting them do it. Whether you get the memo, if a Jewish kid tries to break in, don't help them out. Don't take on the pro-Palestinian girls. They're in power. They're in charge. Whatever they say goes. Yeah, you support Hamas and terrorism and burning babies in ovens. What do you want? What do you need? I can't even believe we're discussing this out loud. And I can't believe how few voices supporting the Jewish students there are, and virtually none from the university. I mean, you can't even get all the Democrats in Congress to agree that the money ought to be pulled if the university engages in anti-Semitic activity. The bill that we were just talking about with Stephen Portnoy from ABC. When we come back, there's a piece in the National Review called The Torment of the Class of 2024. This story was dedicated to the people who had the misfortune to come into school in 2020. Well, they tried to graduate high school in 2020 in the spring, and now it's the spring of 2024. They couldn't graduate high school because of COVID. They can't graduate college at USC because of these pro-terrorism protests that the administration is favoring, and just the whole in-between of the last 4 years, how miserable it has been. Tell you about it when we come back. John Cobalt Show.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. Boy, oh boy. If you were born, let's see, it would probably be the majority of these people born in 2002, right? And how would you know that in 2020, when you want to graduate high school, everything was going to be shut down for COVID and you wouldn't never really graduate? And then you go to college and college would be shut down, especially if you go to USC, as everybody continued to way overreact to the COVID virus. And then by the time you get to 2024 and you're going to graduate college after getting a couple of years of relative normalcy, 2024, now everything gets shut down again because the USC administration decides to support the pro-Hamas protesters over the Jewish kids. And instead of kicking them off the campus and expelling them, they decide to cancel graduation. So you had no high school graduation. Now you have no college graduation. And half the time you were living like a prisoner. What a terrible era to have, supposedly to have your high school and college experience. But it was especially bad if you picked USC. There is no reason they should be canceling their graduation ceremony. Absolutely none. They could make that safe the way every single professional sports team takes in 20, 30, 40, 60,000 people for all their games. Plenty of from the Hollywood Bowl to the Crypto to the SoFi Stadium, all the arenas in between, every day of the year, all over the country, they take in tens of thousands of people, so they could take in 65,000. It's just terrible. And what Noah Rothman wrote in the National Review today was, the university gave up because the alternative, policing its campus, restoring order, and demonstrating where the real authority lays, was too hard. It was simply too much work for them. And so now all these little weasel bureaucrats, all these little gerbils, they have shut down graduation for every student, every family, and these families are paying up to $95,000 a year to go to USC. Do you believe that? $95,000 a year. And that's what you get in the end. A bunch of terrorist sympathizers start chanting nursery rhymes and banging drums. It's like, whoa, let's all go hide. They have freedom of speech. You don't have the freedom to get a public graduation. They get all the freedom. Screaming all their ugly, vile, hateful, racist garbage. They get center stage. They can stay out there on campus and bang their stupid drum and scream their stupid rhymes all day long. They could UCLA, they're blocking Jewish kids from even entering the campus. It's all okay. That, I swear, I would love to put all the USC and UCLA administrators in a prison. They really all belong in a prison, a social prison, for all the damage they're doing. And he, going back to 2020, The freshman who entered USC in 2020 found out in July that their school was not going to be welcoming students back to campus. We are now recommending that all undergraduates take their courses online and reconsider living on or close to campus this semester. And that turned out to be a huge, unnecessary overreaction. And as time went on, it became even more restrictive. They probably figured that, you know, the restrictions would ease after a few months, but it didn't. At sophomore year, students were invited back onto campus, but they had to wear masks indoors and outdoors at all times. They had to maintain 6 feet of distance from all other individuals. Onerous COVID testing and self-isolation protocols were strictly enforced. All eating and drinking must take place outdoors. That was USC's rules. Students are encouraged to take brief breaks from the classroom if they need to hydrate. And students were encouraged to heckle any other students who were not compliant with these guidelines. So it turned everybody into a little Nazi spy, into one of these woke soldiers. You're not wearing a mask. You're standing within 6 feet of me, please. Of course, that had nothing to do with slowing down the spread of COVID, as we found out from science later on. Masking was still encouraged and widely observed. Well into 2023, by now, the whole generation had been spooked and the kids were afraid to take off their masks. In 2022, the Department of Education opened an investigation into USA on behalf of a student who resigned from student government because of unrelenting harassment for her perceived ethnic Jewish identity. In 2023... they suspended a professor whom students accused of bias when he stepped on a printed list of Palestinians killed in Israeli airstrikes. It was during a worldwide shut it down for Palestine movement. And he was shown on video supporting Israeli efforts to neutralize Hamas terrorists on the battlefield. And that caused him to get suspended. And we all know about all the scandals at USC. I'm not going to, you know, the Mark Ridley Thomas scandal, the USC gynecologist scandal. Student life, as Nathan Noah Rothman writes, has become so uncomfortable, not fun at USC, because all these woke, left-wing, fanatical blowhards have taken over everything. They shut down 10 fraternities. 10 fraternities severed ties with the school because of all the onerous rules on fraternity life. $95,000. No graduation. What? You couldn't pay me $9.5 million to spend time there. You imagine listening? And from what I understand on the college campuses, from people I know who've been on college campuses, it is relentless preaching, relentless scolding, relentless left-wing indoctrination. Everything is about race and gender and gender and race. Every assignment, even math assignments, are somehow twisted into you having to write essays about race and gender and climate. And it is the closest thing to like communist Chinese indoctrination camps, and it's at many of the schools, public and private. I was 18. I wouldn't want to go anywhere near this. I'd rather start up my own chain of vegetable stands. Who the hell wants to sit trapped in class with all these zealots scolding, complaining? And I've heard these people are unhappy. They're unhappy all day and night because all they do is see microaggressions everywhere, offenses everywhere. There's no humor anymore. There's no dating. There's nothing. Dark days, very dark days. And then you end up with a massive amount of debt that you'll never pay back. All right, we come back. This was funny. There's a vegan restaurant that can't make it as a vegan restaurant in Los Angeles here.
I don't know if they can't make it or they don't want to just be vegan.
I wonder why.
Well, why do you think?
Not getting enough business.
Not enough vegans in the world. We'll get into the details next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Is it possible for a news channel to defame Hunter Biden, considering all we know about him and his life? Well, Mark Garagos is representing Hunter Biden in a lawsuit against the Fox News channel. And we'll see what this is about. Mark is coming on with us after Deborah's news here on KFI. Well, I mean, this is sad. This vegan restaurant is not closing, but maybe it's something worse than that. It's called Sage Plant-Based Bistro.
And I've been there.
Has three locations. Worse than closing, it's adding dishes with animal products.
Yes.
They've been losing money since 2020. They closed one location in Agoura Hills and converted their Culver City location to takeout only.
Okay, do they really think that by adding some meat products that that's going to change things dramatically?
Well, now I can go.
You wouldn't go. It's not your...
No, if no, I went to a vegan restaurant once.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
And I had nothing to eat.
Right. Okay, but, so you would go to a vegan restaurant as long as there's a meat dish for you.
Yeah, all I need is one dish.
I think they're selling out.
I kind of see where Deborah's coming from on this, actually. Because what if all the vegans decide to now boycott this restaurant because they're selling meat products?
Because why have a vegan? It's a vegan restaurant. Well,
then they're going to have nothing.
Well, yeah, no. Then I'm going to feel bad for the restaurant because then they're going to go out of business.
Well, then there'd just be a meat lover's paradise.
There's either enough customers or not. Your little cult is very loud.
Uh-huh. Very loud?
And insistent. And it's like these protesters at the universities. Most students just want to go to class.
But don't you think, I just feel that if you have a vegan restaurant, right? I mean, it's been vegan for many years. Just keep it that way. Maybe add some different vegan dishes or something.
Well, the owner is Molly Engelhart, and she's the she's the chef and owner. And she says, I no longer feel that a vegan lifestyle for all is a viable solution for the planet and its soil, which is one of our most precious resources. And they have some complicated plan that I don't even understand. And they're going to take their meat from regenerative farmers.
Yeah. Well, you know, not all vegans do it to save the planet or think that it's better for the planet. I mean, I can speak for myself.
Care about the planet.
I don't care about the planet.
Right.
I do, but that's not why I'm vegan. I just don't want to eat any animal products. Because I don't want to eat any animal products, not because of anything else.
Well, they're trying to rebrand themselves, and they're saying that regenerative farming is an approach to agriculture that prioritizes soil health, biodiversity, and natural processes. Everything just sounds like gobbledygook. And now they've gotten a lot of backlash here. Mm-hmm. Pete is very upset with them.
Yeah. Sure.
And the woman who owns it says, I believed one thing and maybe I was wrong and now I believe something else.
So then what she's saying is the only reason that she had a vegan restaurant was because she thought that by having a vegan restaurant, it was more sustainable, better for the climate, to do with animals being tortured.
No, I think the only reason she opened it was to make money.
Well, yes.
I can't think of another reason to open a business. Why would you go? Restaurants are hard.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can open one and it makes no money. The customers don't show.
Yeah, but a vegan restaurant, it's very specialized.
How many times did you go?
I've been a few times, and I know that there was one in Calabasas, and it's like, or Agoura, and it's no longer there. No, maybe twice. I mean, look, twice. I'm a weird vegan. Okay, here's the thing. I don't necessarily go.
Well, how's to a restaurant?
Vegan restaurants.
You were one of the most prominent vegans in Los Angeles, and you went twice.
Because I'm trying to explain to you that I'm a weird vegan. I don't necessarily need to go to vegan restaurants. I will go to a restaurant that offers vegetables and pasta, or hummus, or quinoa, or a spinach salad. I don't eat fake meat, and I don't do fake sauces.
If you're not going to go, they're going to start selling cheeseburgers. Regenerative cheeseburgers, but cheeseburgers.
You know what? I want to see you go now. You go there and you go eat your meat.
Well, I got to see if it's real meat. I don't know what regenerative farming is. I didn't understand it.
It is real meat.
Is it real meat?
Yes.
All right. We come back. Mark Garagos, he's suing Fox News on behalf of Hunter Biden. The claim is that Hunter Biden got defamed by Fox News. Really? We will talk to him about it. That's next. Deborah Marcus live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.